You are listening to Real World News.
It's raining dams. Social movements and communities mobilize against dams in Costa Rica. Of the 60 hydroelectric projects that the Costa Rican Institute of Electricity is considering to build for private power generation, 23 have already been subjected to an environmental impact study submitted to the government's National Environmental Technical Secretariat. Organizations, social movements, and local communities of all over Costa Rica are concerned about the increasing dams being built in the country. A document circulated by several groups to call a march on March the 13th in the Costa Rican capital San Jose during the celebration of the International Day of Action Against Dams reads, quote, "The large number of projects shows that they are already applying the new system for call for bids set up by the government based on laws that are still being discussed in Congress. Add to that the projects already built, plus those that are being planned at the ICE cooperatives, public utility companies, and the National Power and Light Company." The document, which was used as a press release for calling a national demonstration under the name Water for the Communities, Not for Business, highlighted that the march was in defense of rivers, its ecosystems, and communities, and that political favors increased the proliferation of private dams. Mariana and Alejandra Porras of COECOSEIVA, Friends of the Earth, Costa Rica, shared with Real World Radio some of the speeches given at San Jose's public square. Miguel Sojo spoke about the struggle in defense of Pacuare River, while Osvaldo Duran of the Costa Rican section of the Latin American Network Against Dams for Rivers, Its Communities and Water, or REDLAR, spoke about the bill on electric contingency. Finally, the Member of Parliament and former presidential candidate for the Frente Amplio Party, José María Villalta, focused his speech on the proliferation of hydroelectric projects in Costa Rica.
You are listening to Real World News.